This is Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed.
Saturday on the Love Boat.
The podcast that hunts down and tears apart shenanigans on this classic TV show.
I see an awful lot of bodies who really have nothing to be ashamed of.
When laws, morals, and behavior go rogue.
She's a student of marine biology, and I know a lot of Marines who like to study her biology.
We are there.
Saturday on the Love Boat, Julia's game to join an all-male club, but she's shocked at the things they ask her to do.
Now, from Studio 109, welcome aboard.
I think it's time you and I got to know each other.
That a man is very lonely at sea.
Yes, I can imagine.
A man does get very lonely at sea.
Yes.
All great and precious things are lonely. That's John Steinbeck.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
You read some books.
I am Rob Springer, and this is Charlotte Jones. We have out west producer Caleb, and this is Crime Cruise Love Boat Exposed.
High seas and low morals.
Yeah, that's our tagline. Charlotte, how have you been?
I've been doing well. How have y'all?
I'm good. I'm good. And producer Caleb, how is life? And I'm just going to say it, Utah.
Wow. Just gonna dox me. Yeah, no, everything's going good. I shaved my head today, as you could probably tell.
Yes. Well, you showed it to us.
For our listener who's not watching the live stream, I had quite a big afro and I was growing it out for cancer research. And today was the day that I buzzed it, and I did it at my local school, and we raised $150 from the students passing by.
Oh, that's so
just
cute.
From your hair alone.
Yeah, just wow. Yeah.
One and first, I love that you did that as someone.
I think
who,
in total we have like $300+ raised up in total.
That's rad. That's super cool. Thank you for doing that, Caleb. And as someone who had someone close to me have cancer, my boyfriend, I appreciate all of the things that people do around the world to show solidarity. But I will say, Caleb is not joking about that fro. It was like John C. Reilly up in this bitch. Like, he literally
looked
it was for real.
Had you done that before? Did you trim your hair and sell it?
I do it every 2 years. I've been doing it since like 2016. So
he's a pro at that. This is a veteran situation for Caleb.
But it's all kind of hidden by the captain's hat.
Yeah.
For those of you. This is Crime Cruise Love Boat Exposed. We said that where we dissect the show.
Mm-hmm.
Love Boat. We're in season 2. We're on episode 17, producer Caleb.
Yeah, 17. We're nearly 17. The end.
And I think that puts us in February of 1979.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure of the date in February, but it was a winter in 1979. Anything we should know about episode 17, season 2 of Love Boat?
Yes. There's not many clips today. It's a pretty short, I think I have about 2 to 4 minutes worth of clips in this season, in this episode. But the biggest thing is we finally get an Isaac episode.
Yay!
We finally
Holy
get
shit, a, I'm excited.
Very good.
An episode that's following Isaac. But as you could probably tell, the writers don't really use Isaac that well. And the only time that they use Isaac is either about his family situation or it's racism.
Oh, great. So is this going to be
will
like...
say that there is no part of Isaac's family in this episode.
Well, that leaves
one
thing.
Oh, God. Okay.
So
poor Isaac.
Well, you've prepped us.
Oh. Well, at least we'll also, have a good soundtrack this episode.
It's also a really, like, effed up part. I'll explain when it comes up, but it doesn't involve Isaac or any of the main cast.
All right.
But yeah, we'll all explain along the way.
Okay.
Well, so we know you've gone through the Love Boat. We do it every week. You go and take your charge of that, and you dissect the best clips, the strangest clips, the most irrational, morally ambiguous, illegal clips from every episode. Each episode is about, 50 minutes or so, when you minus the commercial, something like that.
Yeah.
And how many minutes were you able to fish out of this particular episode?
Yeah, about, 2 to 4 minutes of this one. We usually get around 4 minutes, which is a good episode, but it's on the shorter side, I would say.
Okay. Well, we'll jump in.
Wait, I mean, I'm sure if there's going to be material, and if we're talking about Isaac, there's going to be some good stuff.
I'm guessing, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Good name, Isaac Washington around here?
Isaac? Yeah, right there.
Hey, oh, Stephanie, right?
You're Isaac Washington?
Well, if I'm not, I've been sending Mother's Day card to the wrong lady.
But you look black.
No.
No, I just figured you'd be one of those guilty white liberals.
Look.
Well, until one comes along, why don't I show you to your cabin and get you settled in?
Obviously, politics have changed a lot. Politics, this will tell you how there's been a flip-flop since the 70s. You know what I'm saying?
You came across that clip when you're pulling these clips. What did you think? I mean, were you surprised at what you heard, or that the Love Boat is broaching this topic?
Yeah, no, it was like one throwaway line that just kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, wow, they're just going straight into like this. I thought you were going to be guilty white liberals. That's, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that on the Love Boat of all places.
Liberal. Anything we should know about what's coming next? Is this the continuation of that plot line? Or
yes, yeah, okay. We'll be following this plot line for most of this, most the whole clips, pretty
and
much.
And I know that the girl that also asked him and was sort of shocked that he was black was also black. Like, I wonder if they would have even had a white character say that sentence.
I don't think so.
Like I wonder if they would have, like, had, like, I think they had to have cast it the way that they did, in a way. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, they would never have, they never would have written that line for a white guest star to say out loud.
Well, they decided to start pushing some boundaries here.
Yeah.
And we've gone beyond Julie just getting hit on and the doc and surgery.
I will mention, this isn't the only time that the Love Boat is, like, sneaking into, like, politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think last season, maybe we had, like, a senator or a house rep or something as, like, a storyline. And then next episode, spoilers for next week, there's something that I think is quite controversial, which involves politics.
Next episode, we're going to get excited.
Let's see where this goes.
No, it's not good to have politics out at sea, I would think.
No, you're just trapped with
it. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's over here. And the air conditioning controls are on the wall and the...
Her clothes are coming off.
What are you doing?
You got me to gig. I'm ready to pay off.
Oh.
Wait, what? Whoa. What?
Sit down. No, sit down over here.
Nice.
Now listen. I got you the job for a reason, but it's not the reason that you're thinking. Now, all anybody wants is for you to get a fresh start. You dig?
So, Caleb, explain to me, is there any history about this girl? Like, did she used to be a lady of the night? Did she used to have an addiction issue? Did she used to just be wayward? Or, like, and now she's turning her life around?
From memory, she's a part of Isaac's family's care system where they take up previously convicted criminals who are like juvenile criminals and try to make them have a better life. That's how they're connected, this lady and Isaac. And so
they're definitely not actually blood related, because she wasn't like about to take her clothes off for like her uncle or something.
No.
Right. She, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
She was just someone who was previously incarcerated, and then her mom or something from their church was like, yeah, we have this program where we help people get back on their feet. And so Isaac got her a job in the gift shop this episode.
That's so nice of Isaac to do something like that. Also a risk, because you never know if that's going to work out or not.
Yeah.
No, and a little bit of real acting. Sometimes we get real acting from Isaac. And in earnest, he's really talking.
And I believed him when he said that last line. You dig?
Yeah.
I got it. I really felt it.
Welcome to the 70s. Did you? The end of the 70s.
I'm going
to
bring that back, I think.
You dig?
Yeah, you dig.
The actress is played by a woman named Debbie Morgan, who was on All My Children and on the series Power.
Yes.
That was like 50 Cents.
I watched that.
TV show. And now they're like in a series sequel number 3 or 4 like that.
So, I think it's a son now that's running the whole gamut.
Right. So she has been around and she's really pretty good. It's good to see an actress that's been around since the 70s, still working pretty regularly.
Have we ever investigated, is Isaac still working? Is Isaac alive?
Let you in.
I know he's alive. Oh,
he is alive.
Well, it's not a big secret, but I did some digging, put it that way.
Okay.
Is he okay?
Well, I thought the dream guest would be Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And I found him on Cameo, and he will do it. Hey, hi, I'm Isaac.
Yeah.
He'll do that for a cheap price, but if you're using it commercially, it's a few hundred dollars.
Okay. So,
I don't know that we're, rolling in dough enough from this show to break the bank and have Isaac do a little throw to us.
We should start a GoFundMe to get Isaac on our show is what we really should do. We should be like, come on, guys.
Well,
come on. Like, really.
Well, it's kind of like he wouldn't be on the show. He'd be recording something for us.
Shoot, if the dude's doing cameos for $50, he might be willing to down to a podcast for $50 and do a little, I don't know.
I think so.
Promo for us or something.
Ted Lang, if you're listening out I would like to go beyond Cameo. I'd like to patch you in as a guest, much like we do with producer Caleb, because we've got questions and you're one of our favorite characters.
Yep.
Easily, we love you more than the doc, Bobby Capel.
Oh, my gosh.
The captain swings both ways in bad guy, good guy sense.
Mm-hmm. I would say the captain is like on my number four, it'd be Isaac, probably Gopher, right. Julie, Captain, and then Doc. Mm. That's probably how I would rank them in like favorites.
That's a good ranking.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
It's like the Spaceship of Doom game. We used to play this when I worked in LA, and it would always be like, you have a Spaceship of Doom, you have five seats. Who are you going to put on it? And like all these people are just going to leave. You'll never have to think about them ever again.
So if we had all the names that you just mentioned, our regular crew, this series regulars on Love Boat, you have to get rid of one. Who's it going to be?
Doc.
Producer Doc. Caleb?
Doc. Oh, okay. Doc.
Yeah. Oh, but we have five seats to fill, Caleb. So if I'm going to take Doc, you got to take someone else.
Oh.
I mean, we have to really fill up these seats.
I'm putting the priest on that.
Perfect. Okay, so we got a priest.
Bring the priest back from season
one. What about you, Rob? You got one?
I don't like Mr. Brady.
Okay.
I don't know. The afro, that whole thing.
Okay.
I'm glad you don't have that anymore, Producer Caleb. You got yourself straightened out. You're a man now. No, you're a businessman now. Yeah. Are you going to get the hair back? Are you going to grow it back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's coming back.
He's a Chia Pet.
I was just sort of kidding. I'd like our audience to see you with all the hair.
I'd like a Caleb Cheat Chia Pet for real. Can we get your head like 3D printed? And then I can like put some, like just the top cut off, and then I can like plan stuff on Caleb for real. We got to figure out how to do that.
Well said. I think we may try that.
Yeah. I mean, you can 3D printing for sure. Right. We can do anything. We just need your head dimensions. Because I want it life size. So it has to be life size.
Chia pet of my head.
Yeah. I'm going to get your dimensions. Don't worry.
Gosh.
That's crazy.
Well, folks, I'll tell you what. On that note, before we go back to wherever this episode is going, let's throw a little commercial break into the
Good
mix.
Good job, Rob.
We'll be right back with more Love Boat Exposed. Go to loveboatexposed.com to send us a message, leave a voicemail, or learn more about the show and our team. Who knows? You might just be invited to the captain's table.
It's a pleasure to welcome you aboard. I'm speaking for my entire crew.
Ah, yes. Captain speaking for the crew. Back into our show, folks.
Well, listen, it's almost closing time. Why don't you get ready for dinner and I'll stick around and close up, okay?
Oh, that's okay. I'll do it.
No. Listen, you haven't had a break all day today.
Where is our new employee going?
I told her I'd close up, Captain. You know, she really did a great job today.
Good.
I'm sorry, you're closing. I'll only take a minute. There was a darling girl that waited on me this afternoon, and she showed me a gorgeous pair of pearl earrings, and I wanted to wear them at dinner tonight, and...
What?
Boy, they're gone.
Well, I guess they were sold to someone else. Let me check.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have waited to talk to Walter about it. Oh, never mind. Thank you anyway.
There is a receipt for those earrings.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, my.
I don't know how to say this.
I think you could see where that is going.
Well, first of all, are we profiling her by just saying that since she was a convict, she's the one that stole them? Is that what we're just supposed to automatically assume? So we're just profiling her past.
Yes.
Or is this going to be a situation where everyone blames her and she's the whole time innocent? And she's like, no, I've actually changed my life. No one believes me. And then it turns out to be a chimpanzee. So, I mean,
okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Well, coming off a Pepito episode with Robert Urich a couple episodes back, the boy they purchased in Mexico.
Right. The boy they purchased in Mexico.
They wanted like a baby, but they got Pepito, who was a 10-year-old with a mustache.
Yes.
Go back, listen to that show. It's awesome. So Pepito was perpetuating a stereotype because he was a thief and he was a little Mexican boy.
And he was a little Mexican boy.
So they just went there.
Yes.
They went there.
Yes.
Are they going to go there again?
So now we have a convicted female of color who finally got her job and her life together. Now we're going to think that she stole pearl earrings.
How could they go there again?
Well, so they're going to.
My guess is they're going to think that she did, and she didn't.
So, I'm going to hope that's the case.
And producer
Caleb's being quiet.
Knows the answer. And he's got like that poker face.
I know. Yeah. 100%.
He's just got that whole thing going.
Don't play cards with freaking Caleb.
We'll be revealed at the end.
Well, we'll find out. Oh, God, the end. Okay, let's do it.
All will be revealed.
Wait, do you reveal that, though, in these clips? Or is it something you're going to have to fill us in later?
Well, I might just have to fill you guys in. Okay. I'm not too sure.
Okay, well, let's just get through this and we'll find out.
We're seeing a dude from Soap, that series Soap that Billy Crystal was on back in the 70s. Popular show. It's Robert Mandan, who was the star of that show.
And didn't some of the stars from that show do that funny movie Soap, that moving with Sally Field and everything, or Soap Dish. It was called Soap Dish.
Yeah, different thing, but people were fascinated with soaps in the 70s.
Yeah, well,
you see, pretty much every soap is dead now. Uh-huh. There's a few running on
Well, films. The YNL is still, I mean, The Young and the Restless, come on, it's not ever going to go away.
It's not, and somewhere out there in the universe, All My Children is on. I don't even know if it's on ABC, but like ABC Internet, ABC on the web, something like that. People love those judge shows.
Oh, my God.
That's what they want, judge shows. Okay.
They're so ridiculous.
Here we go.
Today, with Libby, I felt young for the first time in years. Huh. You know, I felt...
What are you trying to do?
I'm telling you how I feel.
Is it father and
I'm
son?
I'm telling you how I feel. What the hell's the matter with you, Dad?
Overacting.
That girl's half your age.
I had the feeling that she cared, too.
You're my father! She's just being nice to you.
Oh, he's upset.
Caleb.
Okay.
We need some background context.
Please give me context. Thing that I was talking about.
Okay.
The son that we just heard who was
mad.
You are my father. he brought on his girlfriend to meet his parents, to meet his dad. And
so the mom's not there. It's just the dad.
The mom's not there. Yeah. It's just the dad and the son. And then the son was like, "Hey, Dad, my girlfriend's coming on this cruise. I want you to meet her. He was like, oh, you got her on the cruise? He was like, yeah. It's like, oh, well, it's getting pretty serious then. And then the son's like, yeah, I hope so. But like, I want you to meet my girlfriend. She's great. You'd love her. And then the clip we just saw was the dad announcing to his son that he has feelings for his girlfriend, for his son's girlfriend. What? And he wants his son to be okay with that so that his son's girlfriend can date his dad.
Okay, wait. May I ask how the female feels about in this situation? Well, like, what is her perspective?
What does it matter?
Did she do something, Caleb, in this show that made the dad feel like she was coming on to him? Like, I'm just curious.
Just like what the son said, she was just being nice and just, like, carrying conversation. Like, she had this big, like, art poster or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad's like, oh, so you're an artist? And she's like, yeah, I like to paint. Have you ever painted before, boyfriend's dad? He goes, oh yeah, well, back in college, but it was like kind of just she was aiding to the conversation. That was it. She was just being nice.
Does she know that the dad feels this way?
I don't believe so.
So the dad is just assuming that he's telling his son, "Hey, yo, I'm gonna steal your woman, and I need you to be okay with it." But no one's asked her.
Yeah,
and she doesn't even know. This dad is really living in a dream world. Like he's like absolutely like psycho.
We've done a complete psychological breakdown.
Yeah,
I mean. Even longer than the scene itself. I know the young guy in the scene as a kid in the 70s and watching television. That was Randolph Mantooth. I actually knew his name without looking at IMDb.
That is quite a name. Mantooth?
Randolph Mantooth.
That is a sick name.
Randolph Mantooth. And he was on a show called Emergency.
Okay.
It was about the hospital and ambulances and fire trucks. I loved that show as a young boy. This Randolph Mantooth character was overacting.
Yes.
So terribly.
So terribly.
Faces and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh my God. Let's see where it goes.
Wait.
What was that? It's Kathy Lee Crosby, 70s sex symbol. Oh my God. The kid walked in on the dad and the girlfriend.
Oh boy. Ah, it's okay. In the future, remind me not to bring my women around you. I wouldn't want to be accused of having a dirty old man for a father.
Oh, slug. Wow. Oh, my God. Another punch. Second punch that we've seen.
Okay, so forever, for the rest of their lives, Christmases with this family is going to suck. It's going to, they're done. How do you come back from this?
You don't.
This is, that was literally insane.
Well, for those just listening, a very beautiful blonde girl played by actress Kathy Lee Crosby, who was like on game shows and a character actress. I think she was a tennis champ and she was on all sorts of shows in the 70s. And there she was kissing the old man.
Kissing the old man.
Kissing the old man.
Who's not even attractive. Like, is he rich, Caleb? Does he own like the boat?
No, but I don't even know. Like anything about the old man, just that he just fell in love with his son's girlfriend, and then the girlfriend was on board too, and so they start like.
That's just gross. I have never.
I don't know.
Slept with anybody's dad. Ugh. Like who would do that? Like, oh, I just your son, so now I'm gonna come and just screw you too.
you slept with somebody's dad somewhere along.
Well, I mean, someone's father, yes, of course, but not like, you know, my partner's father. But like, I'm sure someone around there has some kids.
Just trying to be official here.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate that fact check.
Sure, sure.
No, I appreciate that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't even understand how that would work. And weird.
They're force feeding the audience this whole scene here. Yeah. It doesn't seem realistic from the acting of the young son. So, if you can, go over to YouTube and watch these clips, because sometimes the visuals just can't be described properly.
No, they can't.
The kid walks in and he's just making faces watching this smooching. I'm going to say it, smooching.
Yeah, they are smooching.
They were outright smooching.
Yeah. They were out smooching.
They were smooching. She was into it. The old man was into it. No, who wasn't into it?
He even had his hand on the back of her head.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a love.
And she was dumbfounded.
I feel like the son, the boyfriend, the original boyfriend, has good reason to be pissed.
Yes.
And then the old man just comes under her and just slaps his son.
That son has 100% every reason to be pissed off. Like, he should throw them both overboard.
Can
you tell us if they make up? Like, what happens?
Because that was the last clip we're going to see, right?
Yeah, like, do they go off the boat together? Do, like, the dad and the girlfriend walk off in harmony? Like, sunset?
Yeah, it gets even more effed up.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, tell us,
The son somehow comes to peace. I don't even know how he finds it okay. And, like, the girlfriend was like, oh, I've ruined my boyfriend and his father's relationship. Yeah. I'm so sorry, I'm going to leave. And then something happened
about that a little bit before.
There's like a clip missing that the editors must have cut out or something, or I missed something. Because at the end of the cruise, when they're all departing, like getting off, Gopher is talking to them, and the dad goes, well, hey, you shouldn't talk to that girl like that, who's going to be a mother in 2 weeks. And Gopher's like, huh? Implying that the girlfriend is getting married to the dad.
In 2 weeks.
The boyfriend was just totally okay with it. And so she's going to be a mother in 2 weeks, implying that her boyfriend would become her son.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is just so weird. This is like Jerry Springer.
That's the Love Boat.
That is crazy.
I have to rewatch the episode, and maybe one of our listeners can watch it and send us an email or something about why the boyfriend turns out it's okay for his dad to date his girlfriend, or what's... I don't know.
Did the girl that's in the middle of all this say anything? Did she have any presence?
Did she have any words at all?
Or is she just a prop?
She was first, like, when she saw the slap, like, the scene right after the slap, she was, oh, I've ruined your relationship with your son. I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. She, like, storms out. And then the next thing you know, they're getting married, and the boyfriend says, okay, being cucked.
Wow. Second time I've heard producer Caleb use that word.
Yeah.
It happens frequently on the show.
It does.
I would also say that father and son have long had an abusive relationship.
The boy's
been beaten all the time. There's a lot of hate between them. You could see it in all the body language.
Well, if anybody had a normal relationship with their son, they would never have done what he did to start exactly. with.
Yes, that's very true.
I mean, like, no one does that unless they're fucked up.
The dad was like, I've never slapped my son before. I've never hit him before. I don't know what overcame me. Just this anger.
Pussy overcame him. Young, blonde vajayjay is what happened.
Overtook
his rational thought. It happens every day to millions of people.
And they did not overcome. They didn't.
They did not.
And then
the story with Isaac. Turns out you guys are both right. She didn't steal the earrings, even though everyone was like waiting for her to announce that she took the earrings, and like she kept denying it. And then they confronted her in the gift shop, and they're like, you stole the earrings. We know you stole the earrings. You're a criminal. You have to have stolen the earrings. And she goes, oh, no. And she like walks to like behind the cash register. And she's like, I always keep them for that old lady in a separate box. Yeah,
you called it.
So I didn't steal those. I'm a changed person, but the scene that we saw heavily implied that because she's black and she's a former criminal, that
did they all grovel and beg her forgiveness? I hope they all got on their knees. Well, those white
none of the white crew confronted her. It was they were all like, Isaac, you need to talk to her. Isaac, you need to be the one to go and ask.
Pussies, bunch of pussies,
bunch of.
How did Isaac take all of this?
He was like, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, I know she didn't steal it. And then but every time he tried to bring it up, he like changed subject last minute. It was like, hey, I have something to ask you. But he didn't want to imply it. But Yeah, that was 17. Not a lot going on, but the clips that were saved were crazy ones.
Disappointing behavior, always.
Always disappointing behavior.
A double whammy, a short amount of clips, but really strong in their wrongness.
And very strong in their wrongness.
Oh, well.
Like, I don't know. Like, that dad did slap that dude.
Punched him, actually. I say slap, but he actually punched
him. But is there, like, a certain, like, age when you're not supposed to slap your kids anymore? Like, I'm not even sure. He looked like he was, like, 20, like, probably, what, 28 in that episode he was supposed to be? Can a grown-ass 60-year-old slap his 28-year-old son? Like, that's just...
If that would have happened, I would retaliate.
Oh, of course.
If I was a 28-year-old son and my 60-year-old dad slapped me, I'd slap back.
I think most dudes... Wow. I know would slap back their dads.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, 100%.
I think the days of that not happening have long fallen into the past. Yeah. Was there ever a day that didn't happen? Even on the prairie, I bet there was some punch back at dad.
Probably.
If he crossed the line.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dads, don't cross the line. Don't do it.
Yeah, I just don't. Just
I mean, within reason, but don't cross the line. There is a pretty strong line in the
sand. Don't steal your son's girlfriend.
Especially, don't do that. That's lesson learned.
I don't even know why we need to be saying that.
That's like
that.
Number one rule. Just don't do that.
Pretty obvious.
Number one, don't do that. All right. Well, producer Caleb, you know why we throw it to you, because you have all these things that you say memorized and you say them so well. What are those things?
Thank you guys all for listening and watching this week's episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, share with a friend. We're on all of your favorite streaming platforms and YouTube. So make sure you follow us there. And we'll see you all on the Love Boat next week.
But we will be back with a new episode of Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed. Make sure to subscribe. We're on all your favorite podcast platforms. And connect with us at loveboatexposed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, but I have duties on the bridge. Good evening.